You're listening to another episode of Moon Monkey. On this episode, we're going to talk about Shazam, directed by David F. Sandberg.
Shazam is a new superhero movie set in the DCEU, telling the story of this brand new character. It starts with a little prologue, which sort of introduces the character, who's a wizard.
You don't even seem sure about that.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to skip that part. So yeah, the main character in the film is Billy Batson, who's a young boy, young orphan boy, and basically he gains some magic powers from the wizard, who's known as Shazam, and the bad guy has unleashed the seven deadly sins into the world, and he basically comes to take on Shazam. So that's sort of the plot of the movie, basically your good versus evil story. A little bit more of a comedic take than some of the serious tone that other DCU films have gone for, with Batman and Superman, obviously. This is very much comedy, styled more as a comedy, and you sort of have that fish-out-of-water humour with, obviously, Billy Bat's the main character, who's played by Asher Angel. He's like a 15-year-old boy, but when he becomes Shazam, he's like a full-grown man. So there's sort of like him getting used to that. Also, a big part of the story is with him being an orphan, he's accepted into a shared accommodation with foster parents, and the other children there are sort of like his surrogate family. So there's a big theme of family going through the film, which sort of is reflected. The negative aspect of that is reflected in the villain, who's played by Mark Strong, Dr. Sivana. Hmm. Who you find out, like, did not have a good upbringing and not close to his parents or family, and he sort of took the dark path, whereas the film is saying, is Billy going to take the good path in opposition to that?
With his newfound power.
With his newfound power. So, yeah, like, I had a good time at the film. I liked the humour in it. The action scenes were pretty good. It felt a little bit lacking for me. I felt the villain wasn't as strong as in some of the other superhero films we've seen. And also, like we've been saying for a while now, there's so many of these superhero things now that you're kind of getting so used to that, the plot, like it's a similar three-act structure plot through most of them. Like someone finds his powers, villain's introduced, you know there's going to be a final act three showdown between the two of them. I mean, it's not
like a groundbreaking superhero movie, but I think it's quite tough to bring out a groundbreaking superhero movie, especially when you're up against, like, they're going to be up against Endgame this month. Like, Shazam's going to be probably up against that, so you really probably, maybe the reason they've done it is because it's a totally different thing. It's more lighthearted, it's a bit more chilled out, and it's a bit more silly. An Endgame, which is going to be like a brutal 3-hour watch of various characters that people love dying over the course of 3 hours.
Yeah.
So this is very different. It feels like people at the studio have like seen Deadpool and have thought, oh, wouldn't Deadpool be good if it just didn't have the gore and it had some more jokes? But I was really excited for Shazam. I was probably more excited for Shazam than you are. I thought this is going to be really funny, this is going to be really good. But I feel like, for me, a lot of the good stuff was in the trailer, and when you got there, you kind of seen all the good jokes. Yeah. But maybe that was just me, but I did find it very enjoyable. I just thought it might have had a bit more in it than it did.
Yeah.
Because it does have some touching moments with the family, and Cooper Andrews, who plays Jerry in Walking Dead, he really steals it. He plays like the foster dad. I think whenever he's in it, you know, he does a really good job, but I'm just a big fan of that guy anyway. But it does have some really touching moments with the foster family, and especially like his history with his mum and bullying. And it does feel like, you know, this to play well with a young audience, which I feel like it's kind of aimed at.
Yeah, there's a couple really sort of heartbreaking moments.
Yeah.
And it plays the theme of family really well throughout the film. But like you say, for a younger audience, I think this would be really amazing. It doesn't go too much like some other films. It's not like one eye on the older audience, I wouldn't say so much. Like with some other films, they're trying to play to audiences. This is very much aimed at sort of younger teens,
yeah,
I would say. It's that style of humour, and it's that sort of warm-hearted.
But yeah, I think like it's not breaking the mould, and it does feel like a kind of just a 90s action you know, kind of movie. It's not really, you know, doing anything hugely different. It's not going to, like, change the world of superhero movies, but it is, like, a little nice, silly movie that you can enjoy. So, yeah, if you want something a bit more light-hearted,
like we said, sort of, with Captain Marvel, this is, again, like, an origin story. So a lot of times, like, with the origin story, it's, like, the second movie when it sort of hits its stride, when you've introduced the characters, and you can then sort of do, like, your bigger sort of go crazy with it. But this is sort of, like, getting people into the... who the character is and what his powers are and what he can do.
But Zachary Levy, who plays like the Shazam character, grown up, kind of whatever you would call it, I don't know, it's not grown up, but he's really good and he makes it really fun and he really kind of captures that feeling of like what it's like, what it would be like to be like a kid and that and have that power and that body and what you would kind of get up to when you had those powers.
Yeah.
So it was an interesting take. You mentioned that it kind of reminded you of Big, and I do like reference to that. But like I say, it's like it's not going to like totally change your life. But
it's a superhero movie.
Yeah, it's not going to totally change your life, but it's a good, enjoyable movie.
So if you're interested in superhero films, it's worth checking out, especially if you've got younger children who are looking for something to go see. It's got comedy, it's got heart, it's got fun action sequences.
It's got Mark Strong.
What more can you ask for in a film? Go check it out. So that was our review of Shazam. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back with more reviews.